Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just want to welcome our listeners to the broadcast today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad to have you part of the service today. Amen. We're so glad that you took time out of your busy day to spend it with us this evening. So we just give God all the praise and the glory. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are Ministries Without Walls, sharing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. Amen. Glory to God. If you want more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yryle, ROWEL50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, or Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her an inbox there. Amen. We just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Amen. Glory to God. It's truly a blessing to be here today. A brand new day and a brand new year. Amen. 2017. Amen. Many people got to the door but didn't make it in. But we ought to thank God for allowing us to see a brand new year. We ought to give him praise. We ought to worship him. We ought to glorify him because he allowed us to see this day. He allowed us to see the first Sunday of the new year. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just giving God all the praise. Amen. He is an awesome God. He's able to do all things, and we ought to give him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask today that if you have any prayer requests, we're going to ask that you inbox me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, or you can submit that prayer request on my webpage, voiceoftruth@yoda.com. Amen. We have some technical difficulties today, so we want to ask you to do that, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for a new year, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for touching us and waking us up this morning, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we don't take it lightly, Father God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we said thank you because you did, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the breath of life. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see this new year, this first Sunday in the new year, oh God. Oh God, we just give you praise and honor and all of the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you even now, God, for making ways out of no ways. We thank you right now, Father God, for your divine protection over our lives, oh God. We pray for the sick, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray for divine healing over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will touch their bodies and make them whole, Father. We ask you, Father God, to heal those that have high blood pressure, diabetes, oh God. We just pray that you will touch them right now and heal them, oh God, for thou art a healer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray, Father God, right now that you will protect your children all over the land, oh Father. We pray that you will protect them and cover them under the blood of Jesus, even now, God. We pray, Father God, your word, that no weapon formed against the church of God, against your children shall prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, just keep them protected and protect them from all dangers, seen and unseen, oh God. We just give you praise, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just lift up your leaders all over the land, oh God, who are leading your people and leading and over overseers of your ministers, oh God. We just pray that you will keep them covered under the blood, oh God. Protect them, oh Father, from all dangers seen and unseen, oh God. Supply everything that they need for their ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you even now for new disciples, new souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that in this year you're going to do a new thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the soul winners for your kingdom, oh God. We thank you for those who are going to go out, oh God, and preach the word of God. Oh God, that someone can come to Jesus and be saved, healed, delivered, and set free from sin. Oh God, and from darkness. We give you praise, oh God, for it even now, God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us a gift of love. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the gift of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are everlasting God and the mighty God. We just give you praise, God. We just thank you right now, God, for thou art God, and there is no other God. There is no salvation but in you, oh God. We just give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you will bring somebody out of the clubhouse. We pray that you will bring somebody out of prostitution. Deliver somebody from drugs and alcohol even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring every prodigal son home, every prodigal daughter home even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just say thank you, Lord. We just give you praise for it even now, God. We know that you're able to do it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring them out of sin, oh God. Let them get tired of being wallowed down into sin and into darkness, oh God. Ah, God, bring them to your marvelous light even now, God. But you said you will draw men unto you, oh God. Draw them unto you, oh God, that their souls might be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you praise, oh God, for making a way for your people, oh God, even when it seems like there's no way, God. Oh, God, let them know that it's okay and it's all right, that you got it in your hands, oh, God. Praise and honor and glory. We just magnify you for what you're getting ready to do. Oh, God, we just thank you for a new year, oh, God. We just thank you. We just give you praise and we just give you honor, for you are worthy of all our praise. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, oh, Father God. We pray for comfort. We pray for those that are behind prison bars and the orphanage, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just pray for comfort and peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that they will trust in you and not lean onto their own understanding, but trust in the Lord. We just pray, Father God, that they will look unto the hill which cometh their help. The help cometh from the Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for your heart, your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your heart of love, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your spoken word, oh God, that brings forth healing and deliverance in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise. We just say thank you, God. We just give you glory and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise, oh God. We magnify and glorify your holy name. Amen. Glory be to God, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. He is God, and there is no other God. There is no God, no God formed, neither shall there be any after him. Glory be to God. And there is no salvation but through him. Amen. Glory be to God. He is God. He's the Almighty God. He's the Everlasting Father, and he's the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. We ought to thank God for Jesus. Amen. Our message today is coming from Isaiah, amen, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 16. This is where our message will come from today, and the word of God reads, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty water, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct, and they are quenched as told. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall bring forth. Shall ye know it? And I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert." Amen. And that's our key scripture. Behold, I will do a new thing. That's God talking. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Amen. Thank God for his holy word. Amen. Glory be to God. God is about to do a new thing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our title of our message today is, It's a Brand New Thing. It's a brand new thing. God says in the word of God, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. And it shall spring forth. Hallelujah. God is saying, I am going to do new things that your eyes have not seen. He says, I'm about to do a new thing, as he was saying here in the word of God, as he said, I will make a way in the sea. Hallelujah. When we understand the word of God and understand when God has brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, glory be to God, God did many miracles down in the land of Egypt when the children of Israel, glory be to God, was in bondage upon a hard taskmaster named Pharaoh, glory be to God. But God is saying in the word here is that he was about to do a new thing, because God had redeemed the people and he had brought them out of a strong city. Glory be to God. And he was delivering them and taking them into a new place with new things and a new way of doing things and a new way of seeing God. Glory be to God. They had seen God in the land of Egypt do miracles to bring them out of bondage. They see the Red Sea where it was turned, the Nile River where it was turned into blood. Glory be to God. They had seen the hell of fire, and they had seen the swarm of flies, and they had seen God make division in the land. They had seen many miracles in the land, but God was about to do a new thing. Glory be to God. It was a new thing that God was going to do, because he had brought them out. Glory be to God. He had led them. Hallelujah. He was leading them. He led them out of bondage first. Glory be to God. He brought them out. Glory be to God. And he led them through the wilderness. Glory be to God. And he led them in a way, hallelujah, that they would know that he was God and there was no other God. See, God was doing a new thing. Glory be to God. Because he wanted them to see him in another eye. That I'm the same God, but I do new things. I don't do the same thing over and over again. I do new things. Glory be to God. That's why we can't look at what's in our past. But we have to look at our God. Hallelujah. Who is the same God in 2017 as he was God in 2016? But as we go and walk into 2017, our God is going to do some brand new things. It's some new things that are coming to pass for the church of God. Hallelujah. For the sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. My God, just as he did it for the children of Israel. Hallelujah. He says in the word of God, I made a way in the sea. Hallelujah. He means I opened up the Red Sea. And my people walk across the land. Hallelujah. Across the sea on dry land. Glory be to God. I led them and I opened up the sea. It was something that they had not seen. It was a miracle. Glory be to God. It was not anything that he did in Egypt, but it was a brand new thing. Glory be to God. God wants to do a brand new thing in your life. Glory, hallelujah. But you've got to be willing to let go of the things that are old. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The former things are passed away. Glory be to God. And you've got to look forward to the new things that God is going to bring forth in your life if you continue to believe and walk in the way of God. If you continue to walk in holiness, if you continue to walk in righteousness, glory be to God. God is going to do a new thing. Glory be to God. It's a brand new thing that you haven't seen before. He's not going to deliver you like he did before. He's going to deliver you in a new way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You ought to get ready, get ready, get ready. You ought to get ready for the brand new things of God. You need to get ready for the things of God, the things that he has for you. Glory be to God, that no man can stop. He's getting ready to open new doors. Glory be to God. You thought you were trapped there on that job. Good God Almighty. But God is going to do a brand new thing, and he's bringing you out. Glory Glory be to God. He's bringing you into prosperity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. That's a reason to praise the Almighty God. Hallelujah, my God. He makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Hallelujah, my God. And then he goes on to say, which bringeth forth the chariots and the horses and the armies and the power, and they shall lie down together, and they shall rise, and they are exempt and extinct, and they are quenched as coals. You ain't even got to worry about your enemies in 2017. Glory be to God. Just as God did for the children of Israel when he opened up the Red Sea and the enemy came behind the children of God, hallelujah, God is going to do the same thing. You're going to look for your enemies and you won't be able to see them. They will be no more. Glory be to God. That's why he said, fear not, stand still, because I already have been with you down in the valley. I already have been with you, which you was there in the troubled waters. I already been with you. I've been down there in the water with you. It didn't overflow you. It didn't cover you up. It didn't drown you, but I brought you through. Glory be to God, because I got a new thing for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So why we don't get a lot of things God has for us? Because we still try to go back to the former things of God. We try to go back to those things. Hallelujah. That's not of God. We try to go back to those relationships. That's not of God. We try to make friends with people that we don't even have the same spirit as we have come from among them. Glory be to God. God is trying to give you new friends. God is trying to give you the husband or the wife that he has chosen for you. God is trying to give you a house. He's trying to give you a car. He's trying to give you a minister, but you won't even call on his name. Glory be to God. He's trying to do a new thing. It's a brand new thing. Hallelujah. It's a new thing that you have not seen before. But you're trying to still hold on to the things of the past. Glory be to God. Don't listen to all of those voices that's telling you you need to go back. You need to all to do this. You ought to not leave this door. You ought to not do this. Oh, my God. But if you listen to the voice of Paul, God wants to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. He's trying to get rid of some stuff, and you still trying to pick it up. Lay it down at the cross and leave it there. Glory be to God, because God is trying to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. He's trying to pull you away from Jody. He's trying to pull you away from Jody. He's trying to pull you from the world things and the world way of doing things. But you still are trying to go to the old stuff. You're trying to go to the former things in life. You're trying to hold on to things and people that don't mean you no good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has given you friends that you don't even accept. Those are your true friends. They're the ones that truly love you. You're trying to hold on to something in the past. If they like you, they're going to like you whether you are. They're going to like you whether you're in the ministry. They're going to like you whether you're not in the ministry. You don't have to buy friends. Hallelujah. My God. God is trying to give you the new thing. He's trying to give you people that's going to love you for who you are and where you are with God. Hallelujah. But we try to fix it ourselves and stay hooked and tied up and tangled up in the past. Glory be to God. When God is trying to give us a future, he knows the plan that he has for our lives. He is trying to do a new thing. It's a brand new thing that he wants to do. He wants to do a new thing. You're not supposed to be like nobody else. Your ministry is not supposed to be like anybody else. Your marriage is not supposed to be like somebody else. Glory be to God. And your bank account won't look like nobody else. And you may not have millions of dollars. Glory be to God. But God is able to provide what you need with what you have if you will just believe. He's trying to do a new thing. He's trying to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. But because we don't allow him to, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We try to fix it ourselves. We try to do it ourselves. Hallelujah to Jesus. We don't listen. We don't listen to his voice. We don't listen to the true counselor. Glory be to God. He says, it's a new and brand new thing that I'm trying to do. Will you let me do? Will you let me do what I'm trying to do? Even though you don't see what I'm trying to do, will you let me do a brand new thing in you? Glory be to God, because you don't call this thing. He doesn't do things the same way. Hallelujah. However he did it in 2016, it's not what he's going to do in 2017. He's doing a new thing. It's a brand new thing that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Hallelujah. To bring glory unto the name of the Father. Glory be to God. He's doing a new thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's trying to do it, but you won't get out of the way. Glory be to God. Because you want to do your own thing. We, Lord Jesus, we want to do our own thing. And most of the time, we want to do the stuff that in our pain. Can we let it go? Can we let the former things go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're a new believer of Christ, you can't be hanging out with the ones that is not living for God. They're sinning and doing everything they're big enough and bad enough to do. They're drinking and drugging and doing all kind of stuff that's not of God. You don't want to be around that. You want your life to reflect the new thing. You want them to see the God in you that maybe you can draw them unto God by how you live in your life. Because you have to be careful. If you look back and go back, you're in that. And many times there's destruction there. When you go back, remember Lot's wife. They said not to look back. She looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. There's nothing there back there for you. When God is trying to do a new thing in you, it's a brand new thing that people have never seen. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they speak. Don't worry about the back body. Don't worry about nothing. Please God, not man. You want to be accepted by God. It don't matter if man don't. Except you, they ain't got no heaven or no hell to put you in. Hallelujah. God allowed them to do. Glory be to God. And in God's word, we see, hallelujah, that the Egyptian had much power. Glory be to God. But we see in God's word that they were destroyed. The Bible says that the horses and the chariots, hallelujah, they were all on the water. Glory be to God. Not one of the years were light and Moses was lost. Glory be to God. They see the power of the mighty God. Hallelujah, working. Glory be to God. It was a new thing to them. They had seen everything in the Egypt that God had done. But see, when they were standing there at that Red Sea, they didn't think. They didn't know. But God showed them it's a new thing. It's a brand new thing that I'm about to do before your eyes. And when they seen all the water, when they seen and heard the chariot, all they could see was a giver. Everybody give up. We ain't got nowhere to go. We ain't got nowhere to go. We can't get out of this. This is water and wants to see. But see, we got to realize and always know that the God that we're serving, he's able to do a brand new thing. It don't matter what it looks like. Just know that he's able to do a brand new thing. Glory be to God. And he opened their eyes to see that I'm a God of new. I'm a God of the brand new thing. Glory be to God. You may not see it. You may not know how I'm going to do it, but I'm a God of a brand new thing. I don't do things the same way. Glory be to God. I don't come the same way. Hallelujah. I'm not going to deliver you the same way. Glory be to God. I'm not going to hear you the same way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as they stood there, it was a dawning of a new day. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians, and not one was remaining. It was a brand new day. It was a brand new morning. Glory be to God. It was a brand new thing that God did when he opened up the Red Sea. God Almighty. When he opened up the Red Sea and the wall stood up, That was a new thing. God didn't bring them out for them to go back. You know, the Israelites complained so much and murmured so much after they had seen all of the things that God had done in the land of Egypt to bring them out. When he even brought them through the wilderness, Glory be. They murmur and they complain. They just murmur and complain to Moses. Glory be to God. They murmur and complain to what Moses jumped the rock and couldn't even go in the promised land. So he was fooling with them. All they were doing was murmur and complain. Would you stop murmur and complaining? Glory be to God. Get in the word of God. Hallelujah. My God. But they just murmur and complain. Oh, did you bring us out and get a star? But you know what God did? Because he's a God of a new thing. Hallelujah. He brought them through the womb because he knew that as soon as they got out there with all those snakes and those scorpions and all that other stuff, glory be to God, they were going to want to go back to Egypt. And the word of God says they wanted to go back to Egypt. Glory be to God. But he took them a long way. Glory be to God. Because he got things that he wanted them to see. He wanted them to know it's a new thing. It's a brand new thing that I'm going to do. I didn't bring you out for you to come out to be destroyed. I didn't bring you out for you to go back. I brought you out so you can go on and receive the promise. He was trying to get them to the promise. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that while they was in the wilderness, glory be to God, they wonder. They wonder because their mama, they complain. Some of y'all wondering because your mama, they complain. And you're not doing what God calls you to do. And you're not throwing your tithe, and you're not throwing your, you're not giving your off. Glory be to God. But hallelujah. But the Bible says, my God, that even in the wilderness, that God did a new thing. He didn't do what he did in Egypt now. He had brought them out. It was a mass departure of people. He had brought them out. They went through the Red Sea. They went through the wilderness. And he didn't bring them out to starve. You are not going to starve. God is going to feed you. And he fed the children of Israel in the wilderness. He rained down manna and quail from heaven on high to feed them. That was a brand new thing. They had never seen it before. They had seen it with their eyes. Hallelujah. See, that let them know that God was a power, a mighty God of power. Glory be to God. Didn't matter where they were, God was able to do a new thing for them, to deliver them and to heal them. They weren't going to starve. Glory be to God. They weren't going to die of thirst. Glory be to God. Here they go, money, complain. Ain't no water out here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have people around here that's always told my thing. That's what my mama used to say, glory be to God. Some people that always told my thing all the time. Always give, again, 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 again. Always want somebody to give you something. Why don't you give somebody else something? Why don't you pay your tithes and your offerings unto the Father? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're always complaining about something. Why don't you give God a thanks for a new thing? Why don't you thank God for what you already have and be content with what you already have instead of mumbling and complaining? Glory be to God. And stop complaining and mumbling about God's people. You don't know what they have. Glory be to God. And you don't know what God has told them to do. Just because you don't see them give doesn't mean that they don't give. Glory be to God. My God, my God. They're paying their tithe and offering up to the Lord. They're doing what God has told them to do. Because God said in his word, hallelujah, that you don't have to owe, you don't owe no man nothing but to love them. Glory be to God. You pay your tithe and your offering up to the house. Glory be to God. Well, you're being saved the word of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Be careful when you speak against a true ministry. Be careful when you speak against God's prophets. Be very skeptical. You don't see them give does not mean that they're not a giver. Glory be to God. If they give them their tithe and offering unto God, that is what they're required to do by God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Just because they didn't give you a gift for Christmas didn't mean they didn't pay their tithes and their offerings. Hallelujah. Because they had the principle to know that they had to pay their tithes and their offerings for everything else. Glory be to God. We will just stop complaining and thank God for what we already have. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. We're so busy trying to keep up with somebody else's house. We got enough issues in our own house. Let's keep up with our own house. Let's keep around our own front door. Glory be to God. Before we try to tweet around somebody else's, glory be to God, my God, my God. So the Bible says, hallelujah, that God rained down manna from the heaven. He rained down quail. And when they complained about the water being bitter, God told Moses, hallelujah, to strike the rock. And the water came on the rock. That was a man. They had never seen that. It was a brand new thing that God had done when he brought forth the water out of the rock. It was a brand new thing when God rained down a ladder and the quail from the heavens above to feed him. That was a brand new thing that he did before their eyes. God wants to do new things, but we got to stop complaining. We got to stop murmuring. We got to stop talking about one another in the household of faith. We got to stop backbiting in the house of faith. We got to stop it. Glory be to God, because God is not pleased with that. Glory be to God. Stop it. Hallelujah, my God. Stop it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they had not seen the things that God had done for them when they were in the land of Egypt. They didn't see it. They had been in bondage for 430 years. They had not seen the miracle that God performed in the land come out of bondage. They had never seen it before. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I can say in my testimony, I seen God do things for me that I've never seen before. He's doing brand new things. He made ways out of nowhere. That's why he said, I made a way in the sea for you to know that I am God. I am the mighty God. Hallelujah. But God has made many ways for us. If we would just stop and we'll start listening to him, and we will start praising and worshiping him for the things that he's already done. It's a brand new thing. You know, God does many things people don't give him credit for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because come on, no, if it wasn't for God, we'd still be in the mess that we was in if it wasn't for him. Glory be to God. If he hadn't brought us out, if he hadn't told us to come out, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He can't come out nowhere unless he brings you. Glory be to God. And be truly delivered. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. If we would just allow God to do what he said that he can do, then why he tell us, remember not the former thing. Neither consider the things of old. It's a brand new thing that I'm trying to do. Glory be to God. I'm trying to do a new thing. You know, many times people won't come out of different relationships because they feel like, I can't make it on my own. I can't make it on my own. I need so-and-so to help me. I can't say, yes, you can pay that bill. If you give your life to Christ and live for Jesus, he will make a way out of no way for you. Glory be to God. I'm telling you. I'm a little bit getting testimony. Now, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you how I know. I know him because he has made a way for me. And I know him because I know that he's able to provide for me. When I didn't see it, didn't know where it was coming from, didn't have no money in the bank, I called one of the power companies, I called one of the utility companies, and I called to see about the bill because I know my money was kind of looking funny. Hallelujah. Don't matter how your money looks, glory be to God. It ain't what it looks like. Hallelujah. And so I called the power company. Well, let me tell you, utility company, water company. And I said, I didn't get a bill. I don't think I really got the bill. So all I asked her, what the bill is? And she said, ma'am, you don't owe no money. I said, you sure? Thank God Almighty. Hallelujah. I said, you sure? She said, no, man, you don't owe no money. You know when I hung that song, I had to do a praise. They didn't do a praise day or something. Nah, thank God Almighty, because I know God had already made a way. See, it was a brand new thing for me when I saw that. How God can take something and he can make it work for us when we believe. When we have faith in him. See, hallelujah. See, you got to believe in miracles. When you believe in miracles and you believe in God, they'll come forth and they'll come to pass in ways that you have never seen before. It's a brand new thing that he does. When our faith is increased in him and we believe in him, we got to believe in miracles. Because through him are miracles. Miracles come forth when we believe in the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was excited about it. I didn't have to pay it. And the same thing happened with my power bill. I called, let's say, oh, no money. I said, just God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was happy. I'm happy right now down in the spirit because I have seen God do it for me. I'm not telling you something that nobody else said. I'm telling you what he'll do now. He will do a brand new thing in our lives when we believe in him. And we don't lean on to our own understanding. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my leader had gave me this beautiful plaque, a clock, and that's one scripture I read it every day now because I have it sitting in my bedroom. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. That's Proverbs 3 and 5. And I said, Lord, every day when I get up, I say that because that is the truth. If we trust in God and have faith in God, he will do a new thing. It's a brand new thing that he wants to do, but we got to trust in him and not lean into our own understanding, not trying to fix it ourselves. If we would acknowledge him in all that we do, if we would just acknowledge him in our, how we live our lives, how we treat others, how we do our job, hallelujah, how we do all the things that we do, how we dress, how we live before others. If we would do that and acknowledge him and trust in him, God is able to do the new things in our lives. Hallelujah. You know, I never had a call to place and they said, well, you know, you don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. Hallelujah. God can do it now, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. God has given me stuff, hallelujah, with nothing but the power of God. Hallelujah. When he put the roof on my house, what's the power of God? God working. He did a new thing that I never knew of. You ain't never heard of such thing. When I said, glory be to God, hallelujah. I hear that testimony all the time that how God can take things and give you what you need when you need it. The thing is, we're not content with what we have, and we don't trust him to do the new things in our lives. If we would trust him to do the new things in our lives, glory be to God. You know, I'm going to give this testimony. I always love to get this testimony about Pastor and Apostle praying and about the roof being on my house. But I didn't have the money for it. And God made a way for that to happen. And when God took this particular down payment for it, ain't nobody never did that. I ain't never heard nobody do that. So I said, I had to ask him, I said, this is you. I said, Lord, is this you? If it ain't on you, Lord, stop. But it was him. And it caused me no sorrow. See, when God gives you something, it brings you no sorrow. Glory be to God. You know, Pastor and Apostle, they prayed, and we all prayed, and it didn't rain. I never thought it. That was a brand new thing to me. Hallelujah, because I'm learning God and what God can do. Glory be to God. If we will believe and have faith and trust and we continue to pray and we continue to live in righteousness and holiness, God can do these things. God can do a lot of things for his children. Hallelujah, that we never see before. Glory be to God. And then today it's just raining in Alabama. Let it rain. Oh, glory be to God. Because I got a new roof. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I get so excited about it because I have seen God do so many things. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I have seen him do so many things. And he's able to make ways out of no way. You know, he's telling us in his word, he says, one translation says it like this. The New Living Translation says, for I am about to do a new. See, I have already begun. I will make a pathway through the wilderness. Whatever you're going through, he said, I can do it. I can make a way for you wherever you are. Wilderness just means whatever situation you're in, just like I needed a roof, just like I didn't have the money to pay them particular bill. God made a way that I didn't have to pay them at all. That's like when you're in the wilderness and you got all kind of problems. Glory be to God. You got all kind of issues that's coming up. Amen. And then it says, I will create rivers in dry waste lands. God can create water where it's dry. Hallelujah. In your life. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He can create a fountain, a little in your life. If you will let him. Glory be to God. He's trying to do a new thing. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But that was a translation. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation for Isaiah 43:19. For I am about to do something new. See? I want you to see. I want you to see that in me. I want you to know that it's me. I want you to know that it is me that's making a way for you. It's a brand new thing that I'm doing. Glory be to God. I have not seen. Hallelujah. It's a new thing. Hallelujah, my God. Ah, what a powerful word for God, that he's able to do a new thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. But we got to make sure that we are living right before God. Because, you know, the word of God tells us that when we come to Christ, we are new creatures. We ought not to be living the old way. We ought not to be living the former life. When we are truly saved and we are truly walking in the way of God, sin has no place in our lives. Hallelujah. My God, because see, God has no part of God. See, if you are truly saved, hallelujah, all things in you ought to be new. Because God will clean you up and do a new thing in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he says in his word, behold, all things become new. All things are made new. I'm trying to do something new in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you're trying to hold on to the things of the past when he's trying to do something new in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you truly come to God, hallelujah, and you're truly saved, you can't dwell in sin. You can't dwell in sin. You cannot dwell in darkness. You can't live in hell and escape God's blessing. If God has delivered you and you truly know him, your lifestyle ought to show that. Hallelujah. Because when he does something, it's new. It ain't old. Glory be to God. It's not an old thing. You ain't doing the old thing that you used to do. You ain't going in the clubhouse. You ain't sleeping around with Jodo Jolette. You're not holding money. You're not lying. You're not stealing. You're not backbiting. Those are things of the past when God has saved you. You can't be living in sin. You can't live in sin before God. Hallelujah. Because he removes, he cleans us up. When we truly call on his name and we are truly saved, we can live in darkness. Hallelujah. Darkness in the light, don't we? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our lifestyle ought to show something new about us. When we say, glory be to God, that we are saved, when we say that we are prophets and preachers and pastors, but we're living in sin, when we say, hallelujah, that we know God and we're living for God, but our lifestyle shows something else. See, God do new things. Hallelujah. He cleans you up, and he'll put all of that old stuff out of you if you're given time. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. That's why in the word of God, he said, I've chosen the ones that I have chosen, the ones that I have sent. There got to be something new in them. The attitude ought to be different. The way of lifestyle ought to be living, how they live ought to be different. Glory be to God. Something ought to be different about you. Glory be to God. You ought not to be still living in sin in church house. Glory be to God, because when he created you, glory be to God, you say, I come to Jesus, I love the Lord, glory be to God. But only time you love the Lord is on the glory be to God. And you're doing everything that you think enough and bad enough to do during the week. You don't went back and backslid in the world. Glory be to God. It's time to come back to your first love. All those that are backslid, those that are falling away from God, it's time to come back to the Father. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He ought to repent, creating you a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you. Glory be to God. Because God do a new thing. Glory be to God. And he's able to keep you if you really want to be kept. There's no excuse. Glory be to God. My God, my God. God is able to do a brand new thing in us and for us if we will allow him to do it, because all things are new with him. Hallelujah. He's not trying to keep you in the same old place. You keep trying to go back to the same old place. You're trying to get the same thing that you were seeking when you was in the world. It don't work like this on the righteous side. You can't do that. Glory be to God. And walk with God. You can't do that. Stop it. You can't do it. Glory be to God. Because God does a new thing. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Don't be ashamed of God. Hallelujah, my God. Somebody ashamed of God. You can't be ashamed of him. He said, you'd be ashamed of me. Hallelujah. He said, I'd be ashamed of you before my Father. You can't be ashamed of God. Why are you afraid to tell people that you're doing the work of God? Why are you ashamed? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We cannot be ashamed of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We have to let people know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because, see, your lifestyle got to show it. And they're watching. People are watching to see what you do. They're watching to see, is it a new thing in you? Have you changed? Have your attitude changed? The way you treat others, have they changed? You may not think they're not watching, but they're watching. And they're trying to see, are you who you say you are in God? Because it ought to be something new about you. You ought to stand out among the crowd. Glory be to God. Because you're new. You're new in Christ. Hallelujah. Everything about you ought to change. Your attitude, the way you talk, the way you walk, all of that. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You better praise God for Jesus. You need to praise him that he delivered you. Hallelujah. You need to praise him. Don't be ashamed of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You can't be ashamed of it. Hallelujah. He's trying to do a new thing in you. Glory be to God, my God. If you're real, glory be to God. You got to be real when it comes to God. Hallelujah, because he's real. Hallelujah. He wants to make all things new, and he says it in his word. He said, behold, I'll make all things new. And his word is true, and it is faithful. Be to God. When God says that he can do a new thing, he can do a new thing. It don't matter where you are in your life. It don't matter who against you. It don't matter what they say. Don't matter what they do. It don't matter if they believe in you or not. Glory be to God. God is able to do a brand new thing for you, and they can't do nothing about it. They can't open no door for you. They can't close no door for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We got to believe in our Father. Glory be to God. We got to believe in the mighty God. Hallelujah. We got to believe in him. Because he is mighty in power. Hallelujah. That's why he said, fear not. Hallelujah. You ain't got to fear nobody. Glory be to God. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. The world didn't redeem you. God redeemed you. Glory be to God. Are you going to be ashamed of God? Hallelujah, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to remember that we are not to look back. Hallelujah. That through my personal experience, I have seen people that have went back to the former things, whether it was drugs, alcohol, or was it an abusive relationship. Whatever it was, they didn't make it out. They died. And it was so sad because God had delivered them out of that. He had pulled them out, but yet they were, for whatever reason, drawn back into the former things of life. It's destruction. Then don't go back to the former things. Trust in God. And have faith in God, even though you cannot see what God is doing. You got to have faith enough to believe that if God said it, it is so. His word is true, and his word is faithful. His word is everlasting. It will never fail you. Everything else will fail you. Man will fail you. Glory be to God. Your money will fail you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wind can come and storms can come and blow down that mansion on the hill. Glory be to God. But if you have trust in the mighty God, if you have trust in the living God, if you have faith in him and believe God can do mighty things in your life, he can do mighty miracles in your life. The miracles come when we believe and have faith in God to do it. We got to wait on them. We got to learn how to wait. And that's one of the hardest things for us to do. is to learn how to wait on God in all things, whatever it is. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to wait on God for the new thing. He's trying to give us a new thing. He made promise to us in the Word of the things that he will do for us, but we got to learn how to wait. We got to wait because there's a season for everything. You know, we just rush all into stuff, and it ain't time yet. It ain't time. But we rush into it. So that's why we go through what we go through, because we rush into it in one time. Yes, he promised it to us. Sometimes we just jump too fast. Glory be to God. But God is trying to do a new thing of us, but we got to learn how to wait. Glory be to God. And, you know, Moses was 40 years of age when he killed the Egyptian. He went into the wilderness and fled to the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 years, and he came back. And he was about 80 years old when he came back, and when God had chosen him to go into Egypt to deliver the people. But if Moses just had waited, he wouldn't have had to go through the wilderness. He just had waited. Yeah, he had a calling on his life, but he went too fast. He moved too fast. That's what God was calling him to do. Hallelujah. The people might have been delivered 40 years earlier, 80 years earlier, if he had just waited. Hallelujah. Because, you know, God has to do stuff. He has to clean us up and get us ready for the new season. See, many times we don't wait on the new season. We just rush into it because, oh, it's time, right? I got that prophecy. Oh, it's time. No, it ain't. We have to wait for God to clean us up so that he can take out the former things of our past, all that pain and sorrow and all of that stuff that was in that dry land. God has cleaned us up and get us ready, as he did for Moses in the land when he was in the wilderness. God had to get Moses ready. God had to show Moses who he was and what he had for him to do and his purpose. He had to get ready. So we have to wait on God because it's a time and a season of everything in our lives. Glory be to God. God wants to make you the head and not the tail. He wants to make you above. Hallelujah. He wants you to live above. He don't want you to live beneath. He wants to bless you coming in and bless you coming out. He wants to do all of those things. He wants to make you the head. He don't want you to be the tail. Hallelujah. He wants to make you that, but you got to be ready for that. Hallelujah. Sometimes we mess it up, but we're not ready for that. We're not ready for that new thing yet. That's why he haven't gave it to us. That's why he ain't gave you the money yet, because he knows you ain't ready. He know that if he gives you that money, you're going to take that tithe and that offering, and you're going to put it into a ministry that you ain't got no deliverance from, no healing from. You didn't even receive the prophecy from me. Glory be to God. But you're going to give it to some other ministry that have not even fed that in it. It fed that into you. Glory be to God. Your deliverance didn't even come there. Glory be to God. That's why he do things the way he does things, because he already know what we're going to do. He know exactly what the children of Israel are going to do in the wilderness. That's why he took them a long way. Glory be to God, because he was trying to show them that I can do a new thing. Even though they were mumbling and complaining, he still did what he needed to do for his children. Hallelujah. But we have to wait on God and let go of the former things in life. And don't be in such a hurry. Wait. Because if you wait and God wants to do a brand new thing in you and for you, glory be to God, it's better to wait on his timing. It's not in our timing, but it was in his timing. Glory be to God. Can you just imagine Moses trying to go and deliver the people before timing? Oh my God. How many lives would have been lost? How many people would have starved? Glory be to God. Because it wasn't time. See, hallelujah. It was time when God sent him in there. All that stuff was already, when Moses walked into the land, it was over. Hallelujah. It's over for somebody. Glory be. It's over. You coming out. Glory be to God. It's over. Hallelujah. My God, it's over. Hallelujah, my God. But we have to let go of the former things let God do a new thing. He's trying to do a new thing in us. He's trying to give us a new life. He's trying to give us new homes. He's trying to give us new relationships. He's trying to give us a new start. He's trying to give us a new beginning. He's trying to give us new money. And he wants us to know how to do that money when we get it, so that we'll know how to pay our tithes and our offering, that we'll know how to give unto the others, that we'll know how to give and give it not grudgingly. Glory be to God. He's trying to do a new thing. He's trying to do new stuff in us. Glory be to God. And we will just allow him to do the new things in us. Glory be to God. He wants to perform that miracle for us that we've never seen before with our own eyes. Glory be to God. We got to let go of the past. We got to, even though God has done miracles in our lives in the past, we have to look forward to the new thing. We have to look at the brand new things that he wants to do in our future as we go forth into 2017. God is trying to do new things. Glory be to God. He's trying to do brand new miracles for us. Glory be to God. He's bringing us out of that old place. He's bringing us out of that old thing, and he's bringing us into new things. Amen. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, God says, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and ye shall know it. And I will even make a way in the wilderness and in the river and in the desert. It's a brand new thing. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for the brand new things. Hallelujah, my God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited what God is about to do, not only in my life, but in the lives of his children all over the world. I just thank him for the new things. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah, my God, because he said when he speaks on the word, it ain't going to fall to the ground. It's going to do what he intended it to do. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We just thank God for what he's getting ready to do. For With Out Walls Worldwide Ministry, for Pastor and Apostle, the members of the Wild Team and other ministries all over the world. We just give him praise and glory for it right now, because God is going to make some people some head that was the tail. Glory be to God. He's going to make some of those that were beneath. He's going to make them above. Hallelujah. He's about to make you prosper in all your ways. You're about to experience the good treasures of God. Glory be to God, because he is doing a new thing. It's a brand new thing that is coming forth in 2017. Glory be to God that your eyes have not seen. Glory be to God. Let's give God the praise for his holy word. Amen. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You can mark that one down. Glory be to God. You can mark it on your calendar, because that God said, remember not the former things, and neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Put it on your calendar. God is going to do a brand new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Starting this day. Good God, all right. 2017. Whatever you went through in 2016, you can say goodbye. Hallelujah. Because God is about to do a new thing in this year. Glory be to God. It's your season. Glory be to God. I don't care how long you've been going through it. Glory be to God. It is. It is. In 2016, good God Almighty, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for God to do some brand new things. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, if you will say that prayer with me. Hallelujah. Just ask the Lord to save you. Amen. The Lord save me. If you said that prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You can inbox me and let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. We do want to pray that you tend to listen to a Pathetic Corner today with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. We do want to encourage you, amen, to receive the moment in the spirit and the midday manna. If you would like to receive that, amen, if you can get in contact with Apostle Ryle for a $25 offering or more, amen, you will receive that on Monday or Wednesdays, amen. And we want to encourage you to tune in Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryan and Pastor Joseph Ryan at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturday, we want to encourage you to tune in to Elder Evangelist Birthday Ask You Faith Combine Hearing Ministries at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen, every Saturday. And we also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you want to do that, amen, contact Apostle Yvonne Rao at the email address that I gave you earlier or inbox her on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rao, amen. We got to get out of here. We just thank God for his word. You have a blessed week. We wish the blessings of the Lord upon you and your house in this new year. Amen. Don't forget, don't look at the things of the past, but look at the future, because God is the one that holds your future. Amen. Glory be to God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you fathers before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed evening. Know that God loves you, and we love you too here at Voices Worldwide Ministry. Happy New Year. Be blessed.